AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court leaves Texas abortion law in place for now, setting a hearing for November 1st on whether the federal government and abortion providers can sue Texas to block the law set up to be enforced by private citizens. AP Supreme Court writer Mark Sherman.
The justices have said very little so far about this case and about this latest stage of it, except that Justice Sotomayor did file a brief dissenting opinion today in which she said the law is plainly unconstitutional and the court should have stepped in to block it immediately.
The law in Texas bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks and before some women know they're pregnant. Hennepin County, Minnesota attorney Mike Freeman says a Minneapolis police officer, Brian Cummings, is facing manslaughter and vehicular homicide charges.
For his culpable and gross negligence in driving a squad car at 90 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood at 12:30 at night and not slowing down adequately at the intersection which he was entering on a red light and killing someone.
This happened back in July as Cummings was pursuing a stolen vehicle that had been used in a number of robberies. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is involved in the nitty-gritty talks with congressional Democrats to work out the nuts and bolts of his $2 trillion social services and climate change package. She adds Biden scaled down the plan for a reason.
The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing. So his objective is to continue to press forward, to bring the parties together, to get a historic package done.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says progress is being made and voting could start early next week. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says the tangled supply chains and shortages are getting worse and will likely keep inflation elevated well into next year. This is AP News. An aromatherapy spray is recalled after health officials said it could be linked to a rare disease that has killed two people. Here's Jackie Quinn.
It was a health mystery that may have been solved. Four people in different states developed a rare tropical disease known as melioidosis, although none had traveled out of the country. Now health officials are investigating a spray sold online and at Walmart stores called Better Homes and Gardens Lavender and Chamomile Essential Oil Infused Aromatherapy Room Spray with gemstones. It's imported from India. The Centers for Disease Control is testing bottles of the spray in various fragrances after finding the bacteria that causes melioidosis in the home of one of those sickened. Among the two people who died was a child from Georgia.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission and Walmart issued the recall for 3,900 bottles of the spray in 6 cents. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.